JIS Radio presents The Year in Review, highlighting the major achievements of the government for 2014.
We are no longer at the bottom of the table. From 124 out of 160 countries in 2012, we are now at 70 out of 160 countries. This achievement in a single reporting period is unprecedented. This achievement validates Jamaica's ambition to become the next major global logistics hub.
Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton commenting on Jamaica's improved ranking on the Global Logistics Performance Index. Strengthening and boosting investments, enhancing the business environment and propelling micro, small and medium enterprises are among the achievements of the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce for 2014. Jamaica ranked 70 out of some 160 countries in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index, LPI. This is a significant jump over the 2012 LPI ranking of 124. On the Global Competitiveness Index, the country moved up 8 places, ranking 86 out of 144 countries for 2014-2015. Jamaica is also the highest-ranked Caribbean country for its ease of doing business, according to the 2015 World Bank Doing Business Report. The country moved up 36 places to a ranking of 58, bettering a ranking of 94 for the previous year.
Our country is on the rise. The important element is that we have fixity of purpose to ensure that economic growth is achieved with equitable distribution of income and wealth.
As it relates to investment deals, United States-based company Paradise Express Ferry is investing $30 million in a ferry service on the island's north coast. The principals of the company signed a memorandum of understanding with the Port Authority of Jamaica for the undertaking May 6, 2014. The service, to be introduced by February this year, will initially operate between the tourism centers of Ocherius, Montego Bay, and Negril, and is expected to enhance the island's tourism product. Jamaica's Information and Communication Technology and Business Process Outsourcing ICT BPO sector also received a boost through the provision of a $56 million grant under the Compete Caribbean program. This to facilitate startup operations of newly established ICT BPO entities and expand the activities of existing organizations. Minister Hilton says the grant represents a commitment to further development for Jamaica's ICT BPO sector. In addition, business process outsourcing BPO firm The Elephant Group opened its expanded facilities in the Montego Bay Free Zone in May. The company has invested nearly $77 million to expand its 24,000 square feet of operational space in the Montego Bay Free Zone, thereby creating 600 new employment opportunities. And as Jamaica continues on a path to becoming the fourth node in the global logistics chain, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller in October broke ground for the $20 million total logistics facility at the Kingston Wharves. This is the first major infrastructure under the National Logistics Hub initiative. It's expected to be in operation by January 2016 and will provide employment for more than 450 persons.
The development of the logistics facilities at the port of Kingston is part of the broader strategy aimed at establishing Jamaica as the premier transshipment hub of the Americas in the post-Panama expansion era.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. In the proposed logistics-centered economy, development of the micro, small, and medium-sized enterprise MSME sector remained high on the government's agenda. The staging of events such as Expo Jamaica 2014 and the Jamaica Business Development Corporation JBDC Small Business Expo and Conference 2014 sought to position MSMEs for the global supply chain. JBDC also rolled out its Mobile Business Clinic initiative, a three-year island-wide project involving the decentralization of business development services geared at reaching a wider group of MSMEs in new and existing industries and sectors. These are just some of the major achievements of the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce for the year 2014.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.